Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Shlishi in Parsha's Devarim. V'tikrivu ne'elai kulchem v'tomru nishlacha anoshem lefaneinu v'yachpru lanu es ha'aretz v'yashivu oso nadavar v'es ha'derech asher na'leva v'es ha'arim asher na'vo aleyam. And you drew close to me, all of you, and you said, let's send people before us, and they will spy for us the land, and they will return and tell us the best way to go up, and the cities that we will come upon them. Rashi says, you all came before me. And he says in Parakei Yutes, that it says you all came before me as well. But in that situation, everybody came honoring each other. The young honored the old honored the wise leaders of the Shvatim. Here, everybody just came as a mob. Children push their elders, elders push their leaders. The way to go, Derech Asher Na'leva, Rashi says there's no path without some crookedness. Rashi inserts the word, which ones we will attack first. And the idea was good in my eyes, and I took one from you of each of the tribes, 12 men, each one man per tribe. Rashi asks, well, if it was good in Moshe's eyes, then why is Moshe giving them rebuke about it? So Rashi tells us a story, a mashal. He says, it's like a person who says to his friend, sell me your donkey. And the guy says, yeah, sure. And let me try it out first. And then the seller says, go for it. And he said, is it okay if I take it on the hills and the mountains? And the man said, absolutely. Once the man saw that the seller was willing to let him try it in the mountains and the hills, he said, you know what, if you're so sure about it, I don't need to test it out. Take your money, I'm not testing it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them, I also agreed to all of your terms because I thought maybe you would just say, okay, if he's willing to let us test it out, so he must be so sure, we don't need to send anybody. But you didn't do that. So I took from the best of you, and Levi wasn't not amongst the count. V'yifnu v'yalu ha'hara v'yavo ad Nachal Eshkol Viraglu Osa. They turned and they went up the mountain and they got to Nachal Eshkol and they spied it out. Why does it say until they reached Nachal Eshkol? This shows us that it was called after what it would be in the end. Why? Because that's where they harvested the grapes. And it says that Viraglu Osa, they spied it out. That means that they went four different directions, up and down and left and right. They didn't travel the same way that they came there, and they went in a different way. And they took in their hands from the fruits of the land, and they brought it down to us, and they returned with the word, and they said, the land is very good that Hashem is giving to us. Rashi said, when they said that they were, this land was very good, that was Yoshua and Caleb saying it, and they came down to us, this is tell us that Eretz Yisrael is higher than the other lands. It's a Mida Gavoa. It says they descended, the Yerodu, and so they descended from the heights of Eretz Yisrael. For lo, avisim la'alos v'tomru espi Hashem Elokechem. You did not want to go up, and you disobeyed the word of Hashem. V'teiragnu be'ohalechem. And you spoke Lashon Hara in your tents, saying that Hashem hated us, therefore he took us from Mitzrayim to give us into the hands of the Amori to destroy us. Rashi says, Hashem hates you? No. He loves you, but you hate him. People say, whatever is in your heart, you speak about it in somebody else. What does it mean that Hashem hates us, therefore he took us from Mitzrayim? Because he said that just like a man who has two fields, one which it floods itself and one which is required that somebody take care of it. Two children, one he likes and one he doesn't. The one he likes, he gives the one that automatically is watered itself. And to the one who he hates, he has the one that you have to tend to it and water it. Hence, Eretz Mitzrayim, the Nile floods, and that's all that has to be done. Eretz Yisrael requires that we go and we irrigate because the rain doesn't come. Keseder requires that we do mitzvos in order to make sure that the rain comes, and we have to work to bring irrigation through the land. So Hashem must love the Mitzrayim and hate Yisrael, is what they were saying. Ana anachnu olim achinu hemasu es levavenu lemor am gadol v'ram mimeno arim gedolim v'tzuras b'shamayim v'gam b'nei anachim reinu sham. We are going up to our brothers, melted our hearts, saying that there is a great and mighty nation living in big cities and towers in the heavens. And we also saw the children of giants, the B'nai Ha'anak, over there. Rashi says, impossible things, floating towers. This is impossible things. For Omar Aleichem, lo ta'atzrun v'lo sira'un mehem. And I said to you, let them stop you. Don't let them break you. Don't be afraid of them. Hashem Elokeichem, ha'olech lifneichem hu yelachem lachem. Kechol asher asa itchem b'mitzrayim le'ineichem. Hashem, your God, who goes before you, he will fight them. In the same way that all of the things that he did to Mitzrayim before your eyes. V'midbar asher ra'isa asher nascha Hashem Elokecha kasher yisa ish es b'no b'chol haderach asher halachtem ad bo'achem ad hamakum hazeh. And in this desert, you've also seen that Hashem picked you up and carried you, like a man carries his son on the entire way that you came here to this very place. She refers to a pasuk later. It says that the Malach Elokim goes before the camp of Israel, like a person who goes before his son on the road, and there are bandits who try to come and stop him. The child off of his shoulders and puts him behind him. A wolf comes up behind him to get him, and the bandits come before him. So he places him on his arm, and then he fights with his arm. Uvadavar hazeh, einchem ma'aminim b'Hashem Elokechem. And in this matter, you did not believe Hashem your God. She adds that you didn't believe that Hashem would bring you into the land. Ha'olech lifnechem b'derech l'asura lachem makom l'chanoschem ba'ish laila l'roschem b'derech asher telchuva uve'anan yomam. The one who goes before you on the way to scout before you in all the places for your campings with fire at night to show you the way that you will go and a pillar of cloud by day. Rashi says l'ra'atchem means to show you where to go. Yishma Hashem is called divreichem ve'ksof ve'yeshva le'mor. And Hashem heard the voice of your words, became angry, and he swore, saying, Im yireh ish banashim ha'el hador hara hazeh es ha'aretz ha'tova asher nishbati la'seis la'voseichem. I swear that not one of the men of this generation, of this evil generation, see the good land that I swore to give to your forefathers. Zulasi Kalef ben Yifune, hu yireenu v'lo eten es ha'aretz asher darach ba levanav ya'an asher mile achrei Hashem. Except for Kalef ben Yifune, he will see it, and to him I will give the land that he walked upon, and to his children he followed after Hashem. Rashi says, what's the place that he walked on? This is Chevron, as we remember, he went to go daven by Kivrei Avos, according to Rashi. Gam bihi sanaf Hashem beglalchem lemor gam atal lo savo sham. Hashem was also angry at me because of you, saying that you will also not go there. Yoshua bin Nun ha'omer lefanecha hu yavo shama oso Chazak kihu yan chilena es Yisrael. Yeshua, son of Nun, who stands before you, he will go there. Give him strength, as he will cause Israel to inherit the land. Does it mean the one who stands before you? This is that Yeshua served Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi notes that Kalev was the one who shushed all the people, therefore he is mentioned first.